Dear friends, my next topic will be this: God judges nations. God judges nations, both Jew and Gentile. He judged Israel by sending Israel and Judah into captivity because of their repeated failure, despite many warnings from God to keep His commandments and His statutes. He warned them in advance of what He was going to do. See, for example, Jeremiah 25:11. His prophets repeatedly warned the Jews not only of the consequences of their sins, but also pointed out their specific sins. Here are a few of the many relevant prophecies of warning to Israel. Hosea 4:1-3 says, "For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven. The fishes of the sea also shall be taken away." Israel was willfully ignorant. God said, through His prophet, "Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no more priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." Read Hosea 4:6-11. God reminds Israel through His prophet Amos of all His judgments against Israel. And in spite of those judgments, God said, "Ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord." God said, "Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel." See Amos 4:6-13. I just quoted parts of verses 10 and 12. God wanted Amos to preach three things to Israel. Number one, the people did not respect the preaching of the Word of God, Amos 7:10-13 and 16. Number two, Israel did not honor the Sabbath, Amos 8:5. Number three, they did not detest sin anymore, Amos 8:14. God also wanted Amos to tell Israel exactly what He was about to do. They rejected His message. In fact, they didn't even want to hear Him preach. They rebelled at the message and the messenger. Does it sound like America today? If you read through the Old Testament, you'll find that God warned repeatedly Israel that He would judge her if she departed from following His rules and statute, yet she continuously rebelled against Him. Nothing has changed. We're going to get into the fact in the next segment, dear friends, that God judges Gentile nations. America is a Gentile nation, and unless America repents, America will be judged. Now, America is not going to repent. We've got to get our churches right first. We cannot get America right if we do not get our churches right. It all starts with the house of God. The first step in repentance for churches should be rejection of 501c3 corporate status or legal entity status in any way. In order to do that, pastors and Christians must set aside their fear, pride, and their greed. Now I'm going to get into the fact that God also judges Gentile nations. God has given Gentile nations their authority. See Daniel 2:37-40. He will hold them to account, and I want to give you some verses. Now I'll quote some verses, but I'm not going to quote all of them. I may just refer you to some of the others that will show you this in the Word of God. God will hold Gentile nations to account. Psalms 9:17-20 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men." Psalms 47:2-3. "For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet." Psalms 135:6-11, and you should read 135:6-12, all those verses. But I'm just going to give you 135:6-10-11. "Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan." You can also see Psalms 136:17-21. Isaiah 10:5-19 shows us that God used Assyria to judge Israel and then judged Assyria for its pride in boasting that Assyria did this. God, through His prophets, told of the coming judgments of all nations and the reasons for those judgments. In Isaiah 15:16, He told of the coming destruction of Moab. in Isaiah 17 of the coming destruction of Damascus, in Isaiah 20 of the burden of Egypt, the prophecy that Assyria would waste Egypt and Ethiopia. Isaiah 23, he told of the burden of Tyre. Now these prophecies were given prior to the judgment of God as given in those prophecies. Good scholarship will prove that to you. Now you have a lot of pseudo-intellectuals running around trying to attack God and destroy the Word of God who base their beliefs on nothing. They start out with the answer and just make stuff up. They don't go back and study the solid scholarship that shows that these prophecies were given prior to the events occurring. I give a much more comprehensive listing of those prophecies in the book God Betrayed. If you're interested in studying that out more thoroughly, go to that book. You can find it on my website, churchandstatelaw.com. There you'll find how you can order the book. The test for a Gentile nation, as always, is the way a nation treats Israel. We find the Bible says in Genesis 12, 2-3, "And I will make of thee, Israel, a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Genesis 27, 29 says, "Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee," speaking of Israel. In Numbers 24, 9 we read, "He couched, he lay down as a lion and as a great lion. Who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee," speaking of Israel, "and cursed is he that curseth thee." Nations that blessed Israel have invariably been blessed. Those that have persecuted Israel have suffered ill. You can see Genesis 15, 13 and 14, Deuteronomy 30, 5 through 7, Isaiah 14, 1 and 2, Joel 3, 1 through 8, Micah 5, 7 through 9, Matthew 25, 31 through 40. A careful study of ancient history and the current events reveals that disaster follows when a nation curses the nation Israel. The times of the Gentiles is a period during which Jerusalem is under Gentile rule. It began when Nebuchadnezzar carried Zedekiah into Babylon. You can see 2 Chronicles 36, 1 through 21. Jeremiah 38, 7, Matthew 21, 24, there speaking of the time after the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Since that time, Jerusalem has been under Gentile rule. Only a remnant returned to Israel after the 70 years captivity. That remnant remained until Jerusalem was destroyed and the Jews were dispersed throughout all the nations. Christ foretold, as recorded in Luke 21, 24, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." The whole world system made up of the Gentile nations after the dispersion of the Jews fell into and will remain in confusion until the Lord returns. Conquers the nations with a crushing blow, as we read in Daniel 2:45, Daniel 7:9 through 11. And Revelations 19, 11 through 21, and sets up his kingdom, Daniel 2, 44. Ultimately, Christ will return and gather the nation Israel, the apple of the eye of the Lord, from all the nations where he has scattered them, and bring them into the land he has given them. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, "Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness." You can see Zechariah 8, 7 through 8, also 8, 1 through 8, and Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 9. He will establish his kingdom by power, not persuasion. This will be the divine judgment upon the Gentile world powers. "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him." See Daniel 2:44 and 7:27. Also, Daniel 2:34, 35, and 45, Psalms 2:4-9, Isaiah 9:7, in Zechariah 14, 1 through 9. In addition to his treatment of Israel at his return, Christ will destroy the present political world system, Daniel 2, 34 and 35, Revelation 19, 11 through 21. And he will judge the nations, Joel 3, 1 through 8, Matthew 25, 31 through 46. Then there will follow worldwide Gentile conversion and participation in the blessings of the kingdom. I'm just going to read you a couple of verses on this. I'll give you a few more, and there are many more in the Word of God to substantiate this. Isaiah 2, 2 through 4 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." Let me refer you to these following verses which also deal with that issue. Psalm 2, 5 through 8, Isaiah 11, 10, Isaiah 63, Zechariah 8, 3, 20 and 23, Zechariah 4, 16 through 21, Zephaniah 3, 9, Acts 15, 15 through 17, Revelation 19 through 26. God will use Israel to break in pieces the nations. Go to Jeremiah 51, 19 through 23. The order of events of the last days is as follows. Number one, we are now at the end of the times of the Gentiles. The end began in 1948 when Israel became a nation. A nation was born in one day. The return was a miraculous event fulfilling the scripture that a nation would be born in a day. I quote Isaiah 66, 8. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. They returned in unbelief. The prophet Ezekiel foretold this return of the Jews without God, trusting in their own strength. Without the Holy Spirit, the Jews are nothing but dry bones. You can read that in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. The yearning in the heart of the Jews for their land has been the watch cry of Jews for 2,000 years. They started going back at the beginning of the 13th century because of persecution. A trickle in the beginning has reached around 5 million today. Israel is returning to the land in unbelief. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye shall know the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Matthew 24, 32 through 35. The fig tree is Israel, Judges 9:11, Joel 1:7, Matthew 21, 18 through 19. The second event of the last days is this, invasion of Israel by Russia and Muslim allies. See Ezekiel 38 through 39 on that. This alliance includes Russia, Iran, and their Muslim allies. These nations will be miraculously defeated by Israel. The third event in the last days will be the invasion of Palestine by Gentile world powers headed up under the beast and the false prophet. Joel 2, 1 through 10 and 18 through 20. See also Revelation 16, 13 through 16, Zechariah 12, 1 through 9. The fourth event will be the destruction of the invaders by the Lord's army, Joel 2, 11, Revelation 19, 11 through 21, and the repentance of Judah in the land, Joel 2, 12 through 17. The fifth event will be the answer of Jehovah, Joel 2, 18 through 27. The sixth event will be the pouring out of the Spirit, Joel 2, 28 and 29. The seventh event will be the return of the Lord in glory and the setting up of the kingdom, Joel 2, 30 through 32 and Acts 15, 15 through 17. This will be by the regathering of the nation and the judgment of the nations, Joel 3, 1 through 16. The final and eighth event will be full and permanent kingdom blessing, Joel 3, 17 through 21 and Zechariah 14, 1 through 21. Dear friends, that completes my study of the topic, God Judges Nations. I cover it much more thoroughly in Section 1, Chapter 10 of the book, God Betrayed. You can find out how to get that book on the website, churchandstatelaw.com, spelled just like it sounds, churchandstatelaw.com. Let me remind you that the issue I'm looking at ultimately is church and state law, or separation of church and state. I will first deal with the biblical principles. That's what I'm doing right now, is dealing with the biblical principles concerning government. After that, biblical principles concerning the church. Finally, biblical principles concerning separation of church and state. After I get through with that, I'll get into the history of the First Amendment, Supreme Court jurisprudence dealing with separation of church and state, and finally, how churches in America have betrayed God and are betraying God.